Good afternoon. We'll continue to enjoy brilliant sunshine and warm temperatures today with comfortable humidity as readings climb into the lower to mid-80s on average by the end of the day. Skies will be mostly clear tonight with high pressure in control, although it will be milder than last night with the dew points climbing. Temperatures will only drop back into the mid-50s. With the higher launching pad, it'll set us up for an even warmer day tomorrow with most everyone in the mid-80s to go along with plenty of sunshine. A developing southerly breeze will bring an increase in relative humidity across the area tomorrow, which will last into the weekend. The big ridge of high pressure, which has been dominating our weather, keeping it dry and warm for the month of May so far, will continue through the weekend. Although weak disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere may touch off one or two showers or thunderstorms by the end of the day on Saturday, and a few more on Sunday for Mother's Day as a cool front approaches from the west. The weather over the weekend, though, will be mostly dry with a fair amount of clouds mixed with some sun, and both days' highs will be in the lower to middle 80s. That front will make a closer approach on Monday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs around 80. A few lingering showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the upper 70s, then behind the system a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler weather moving in with highs back toward seasonal averages and staying in the 60s for Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern Great Plains. Low-level winds will maintain northward moisture return east of a dry line. This combined with surface heating that will contribute to a destabilizing air mass over the region, and effective shear of 35 to 40 knots is expected along the full extent of the dry line, which will support supercells with storms that develop this afternoon and into the evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be the most common risks, although a few tornadoes cannot be ruled out. And a non-tropical low-pressure system located about 220 miles south-southeast of the Carolina border has been nearly stationary over the past several hours. Showers and thunderstorms are gradually becoming better organized, and environmental conditions are expected to become more conducive for development over the next 24 to 48 hours while this system moves slowly northward and then northwestward. A subtropical or tropical cyclone could form later today or tomorrow, and interests along the southeast coast of the U.S. should monitor the progress of this system. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the low later this morning. Regardless of development, heavy rain is possible over portions of the coastal southeastern United States beginning later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho, and Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 92, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Sunny and warm today with highs reaching the lower and middle 80s. Clear skies tonight with lows back into the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a bit more humidity, lower to mid-80s. Risk of a thunderstorm late day Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, warm, lower to mid-80s. Lower to mid-80s on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A better chance at a few showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, in the upper 70s to around 80. Breezy and cooler with partly sunny skies Wednesday back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.